As you might expect, Grover and I hit the floor, covered our eyes with our paws, and, well, hoped for the best. When the sky starts falling, there's not much else you can do. You just hunker down and wait for the sky to do its damage. We waited and waited. The minutes passed. The wind slacked off, then fell to a whisper.
Grover, are you there?
I think so.
Good. Nice work, son. I think we can come out now. On the count of three, we will remove our paws from our eyes and see what's left of the outside world. I took a deep breath of air, counted to three, and opened my... Grover was the first to speak.
Hank? Oh my gosh. The sky's still up there, but the roof's gone.
I cut my eyes from side to side. My mind was racing. Of course. Why didn't I think of this?
You said the sky was going to fall, but it didn't. The sky stayed, but the roof left.
That's my whole point. Don't you get it? I followed the clues. I had it all right, but I forgot one tiny detail.
What's that?
I clapped my paws together and laughed. Ha! I forgot to decode the secret clue list. How foolish of me!
Grover's eyes were crossed.
I still don't get it.
The secret clue list was written in code, Grover, to confuse our enemies in case they penetrated our systems. Here, listen to this.
In a burst of insight, I began pacing. All the clues came out saying that the sky would fall, right? But when we decode the message, it comes out saying...
Grover's eyes popped wide open.
The roof will fly off!
I stopped pacing and whirled around, giving the runt a triumphant smile. Exactly. Do you see what we've done, Grover? We've solved the mystery. Our systems and procedures work to perfection. 24 hours ago, we predicted that the roof would blow off this tool shed.
Yeah, and I even had a dream about it, remember?
Right. Great job, soldier. And the best part is that we have totally discredited J.T. Cluck, Pete the Barn Cat, and the entire Chicken House rabble. Congratulations, Grover. This may be our finest hour.
Well, there isn't much left to say. When they write the history of our ranch's security division, I have a feeling they'll point to this case as a classic example of cowdog intelligence, dedication, and determination. And you had a front row seat and got to see the whole thing. And the crowning triumph of the deal was that the storm had cured me of my hiccups. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. So there you are. The sky didn't fall, and we had managed to pull the ranch through another dangerous event. Does it get any better than that? I don't think so. See you around. Case closed.